Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
You are going to be a force for good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
There's a very powerful voice. Where it's coming from, we have no idea.
On Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
No. Turn on the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Chris Rowe.
Time for the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row. However, you may be listening. Sorcerer Radio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, the Anchor app, the Weeby Geeks Network. Lots of different ways. We are glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Jeff Davis here with you. Hope you are having a fantastic day wherever you may be listening from. As we now stand at 600 and 20 days without a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. Am I tired of saying this? I look at the number at the beginning of every show, and I just kind of go, gee whiz, give me a break. Do something. Tell us something. Anything. Tell me I'm crazy for counting these days. Tell me that. Because it just keeps going and going and going. 620 days. Unbelievable. But I have better news. That's what Press Row is all about. Better news. On occasion, we have bad news. That does happen. But good news for you today. All right. So Walt Disney World unveiled the latest version of the My Disney Experience mobile app that we all use, well, we should use while we're at Walt Disney World. Now, the new version features a revised user interface and at least one new feature. And it's a good one. And it's one I think we've all been waiting for. Estimated bus times for Disney Resort Hotel guests. Now, like the video screens that you've got over at the bus stops at most of the Walt Disney World Resort Hotel locations that show you the estimated times for buses to the theme parks, you know, water parks, Disney Springs, stuff like that. Guests with active Disney Resort Hotel reservations in their My Disney Experience account can now access see bus times when viewing their reservation in the app. I mean, you can't just pull the app and go, oh, by the way, it's 30 minutes until the next bus shows up. Yeah, it could be 30 minutes. That's a real thing. It could be. But if you don't have a resort reservation, you can't see that. So I guess that's okay. Now, the app will update in real time. Real time. This is not estimated. It is real time updates that Disney is going to be giving you to provide an estimate for when the next buses will depart a hotel. And unlike the video screens that are there now, it will show you an estimated time that the bus will complete its journey to the destination. Do I need to know that? I already know I'm on the bus. Do I need to know there that we're getting there at 9:07? Yeah, I guess I kind of do. Dining reservations, fast passes, maybe some special merchandise is being sold at Disney Springs. I guess that's information that you need. So I kind of like that, I guess. Now, while the demonstration video Disney Parks blog posted shows that the feature allows you to check departure times for each stop at hotels with multiple stops, kind of like the ones over at Disney's, you know, Old Key West Resort, there is no indication of when or if this feature will be expanded to all guests visiting the resort or to estimated departure times from parks and Disney Springs. Now, since I didn't have an active hotel reservation, I was not able to try the new feature, and I have not seen anybody do any video of the new feature itself. Disney Parks blog does say that Disney's teams are consistently exploring and innovating new enhancements to My Disney Experience, and that there's more coming soon. What else can we possibly put on this app? We've got wait times you can look at for attractions. You can get dining reservations. You can get fast passes. You can buy annual passes. You can buy tickets. You can get your resort vacation booked. All this different. You can open your door. You can open your door at your Disney Resort Hotel. Now you get bus times. What else can we possibly have? You can order food on the app. What else can they put on? Let me ask you this, and I really want your interaction on this part, okay? What would you like to see implemented into the Disney mobile app? If you were on the Imagineering team, and the head team guy looked at you and said, what do we need to put on this app? I want you to tell me that. Tell me in an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. I want your input because I honestly don't know what else they can put on this. There's a lot of stuff on this app. I mean, it's a good app. It's taken some time to get good, but it's getting there. So give me your input. What feature would you like to see that is not currently on the My Disney Experience app? Would you like implemented onto that? So give me an email. DW60@srsounds.com, all right? All right, pass holders looking to get their summer-themed Donald Duck complimentary gift magnet will now find them over at Mouse Gears in Future World at Epcot through June the 29th, rather than Disney's Hollywood Studios. So be sure to have a valid photo ID matching your annual pass if you want to get a hold of that, because that's where they've been having them at, is Disney's Hollywood Studios. For whatever reason, they switched it over to Epcot, so I just wanted to let you know about that. A poster on a Disney bus advertising Star Wars Secrets of the Empire, the hyper-reality experience at The Void at Disney Springs, says that if you say, quote, The Void at checkout, you will receive a free digital photo of your mission with your ticket purchase. There's not many times when you're at Walt Disney World and something free comes up. So if you're going to do Secrets of the Empire, make sure you say the word The Void. That's what you need. Don't just say Void. You need to say The Void. And you'll get a free digital photo of your mission with your ticket purchase. So free stuff at Disney. You gotta love that because it doesn't happen often. All right. It was announced that Jennifer Lee will take over as Chief Creative Officer of Walt Disney Animation Studios, and that Pete Docter will become Chief Creative Officer at Pixar Animation Studios. Now, this comes after John Lasseter, Chief Creative Officer of both studios, decided to step down after committing, quote, missteps in the workplace. I don't know what missteps are, and I'm not going to ask. I don't want to know. This came up a couple months ago that there was some type of an issue in the workplace, and he had to take some time off. Now he's just leaving. He's stepping down. Now, Lee was promoted from within the Walt Disney Animation Studios and has directed the box office smashes like Frozen and earned an Oscar. Lee joined Disney Animation in 2011 as co-writer of Wreck-It Ralph and is producing Frozen 2 and upcoming Ralph Breaks the Internet, or Wreck-It Ralph 2. Now, at Pixar Animation, Docter was promoted after his success directing Up and Inside Out, two Oscar winners. He joined Pixar in 1990 as an original employee who was a supervising animator for Toy Story and later executive produced Monsters University and Brave as well. So Disney announced that both Lee and Docter will have creative oversight of all films and projects in their respective studios. So a couple of things moving around when it comes to Disney Animation and Pixar, stuff like that. All right. So if you want to kick off the fall in a very exciting way, this is very, very good. Disney has got a special package set up for you to enjoy. It's called the Ultimate Disney Fall into Magic Package. From September 3rd through the 8th, 2018, visitors can enjoy a five-night stay at select Disney Moderate, Deluxe, or Deluxe Villa Resorts, four-day Magic Your Way Park Hopper tickets, and an itinerary full of stuff, including some exclusive experiences just for the guests who book this package. The package can be booked through August the 19th of 2018. Here's some of the stuff that's included on this, all right? So, September the 3rd, you get to your Disney resort. You arrive there. September the 4th, you have an exclusive Welcome to Fall dinner at Epcot inspired by the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. Hello. Does that make you hungry? You know there's some good food at Food and Wine, all right? September 5th, a nighttime journey aboard Kilimanjaro Safaris and an exclusive showing of Rivers of Light at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park after it closes. That's pretty exclusive. That's a small amount of people. There are only so many packages available for this. This is really good. Then September the 6th, 2 hours of exclusive evening access to Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Because you know the crowds are going to be massive in that area. People want to see everything. You get an exclusive look at it for 2 hours after the park closes. Then September the 7th, tickets to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party over at the Magic Kingdom. And then on September the 8th, you check out of your Disney resort. That is a great deal. Now, the price, think about this. For example, $149 per person per night for a family of four, two adults, one junior, ages 10 to 17, one child, ages 3 to 9, can stay in a standard room at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort and get this offer for about $2,900. Think about all the things that you're getting in this package. Worth the money, in my opinion. If you were even considering a Disney vacation during this time period, September 3rd through the 8th, you need to call Disney. You need to get this package. I'm telling you, if I could do it, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I really would. I don't have a family of four. I'm a family of two. And tell them, I want the ultimate Disney Fall into Magic package. And you get all that stuff. That is absolutely fantastic. All right, finally. A new exit is now in use over at Space Mountain due to ongoing issues with the moving walkway. The one you normally go up, you know, it's got the cameras and the TVs. One of the worst endings of a queue in all of Walt Disney World is the ending queue of Space Mountain. Seeing the cameras and seeing yourself on TV, I just absolutely despise the end of that queue. I hate it. The other little parts of the queue that they have while you're going up the ramp, those are really neat. Those are very imaginative. Imagineers did a great job with that. But the TVs and the cameras, really? How long has it been there? I can look at my phone and see myself. I don't need to look in a camera at a TV at the end of a great attraction like Space Mountain. But apparently they're having issues with the moving walkway. So what Disney has decided to do is use a backstage exit while work is ongoing with the moving walkway. The new exit uses what was previously used as an emergency exit, taking guests into a formerly backstage area to the east of Space Mountain. The exit pathway is lined with walls due to some nearby construction going on with what? Yeah, Tron roller coaster going on right next door to Space Mountain. It's a little bit of a walk. If you are unlucky, you might get stuck waiting for the Walt Disney World Railroad to go by, because you do have to cross over the railroad tracks in order to complete exiting Space Mountain. But if you're going to work on the walkway because it's messed up, how about this? How about just shut it down? Leave the first part of the queue for the exit alone. Don't do anything with it. Don't touch it. Okay? But that ending part with the TVs and the cameras, get rid of it. Put something else there. Or just put some real pretty twinkle lights. Put some twinkle lights right there. TV cameras and TVs, I just don't get it. Way past due for an upgrade on that exit queue for Space Mountain, I'm just saying. All right, those are your top headlines. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a rumor of the week here on Press Row.
Darling, this summer will be incredible.
Don't miss an incredible concert series with Guardians of the Galaxy and an alien band. Dinotastic fun with Donald Duck and pals. Incredible playtime in the all-new Toy Story Land. Even incredible action with some of your favorite supers. It's one incredible summer at Walt Disney World Resort.
To book your magical Walt Disney World vacation, call Storybook Destinations at 1-844-TO-STORY or visit StorybookDestinations.com.
Adventure is out there. Why settle for an ordinary chain store coffee when you can have an adventure in every cup with Expedition Roasters, artisanal roasters of pop culture coffees. Now you can experience a little theme park magic every day at your home. Each theme bag features custom artwork by guest artists that make it perfect for displaying in your kitchen or office. Try one of our latest roasts like Simply Sinful or Fortune and Glory. Or pick up an old favorite like Redhead Rum, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Route 66 Tire Fix, or Skipper's Brew. All our coffees are certified gluten and allergen free. They're the bee's knees. So start your coffee adventure today at expeditionroasters.com and use coffee code SR20 to save 20% off your first purchase. That's SR20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.
Missing the scents of Disney? Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line. Wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays to bring the scents of Disney to your home. Visit their website, www.magicallyscented.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
I wasn't like every other kid, you know, who dreams about being an astronaut. I was always more interested in what bark was made out of on a tree.
Hey, how you doing?
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
That's what I'm talking about! Let's get nuts!
It's time for the DW60 Rumor of the Week.
So this is not a Disney Parks rumor. This is a Disney-related movie rumor. Well, it has to do with LucasArts, so I guess it's a Disney movie rumor. But a movie website is reporting that Lucasfilm has decided that after the poor performance of Solo, a Star Wars Story, at the box office, that they are now considering putting all future Star Wars spinoff movies on hold. Completely and totally. What they're wanting to do is focus on Star Wars Episode 9. And then, of course, also focus on the next part of the trilogy as far as Star Wars goes. Yeah, there's three more movies coming out after Episode 9. Three more. And I guess they're wanting to focus just on Episode 9 right now. So that means that Star Wars fans likely won't see Obi-Wan Kenobi spinoff or a Boba Fett spinoff happening anytime soon. Which kind of, really, I haven't seen Solo yet, so I can't give you a good review as to how good or how bad the movie is. I've heard various things. I've heard some people say it's a good movie. It wasn't, they weren't blown away from it, but it's good. And I've heard others say, you know, I was expecting a lot more. This was really bad. But here's the thing with this movie is that it changed directors halfway through it. A lot of stuff had to be reshot completely. It just got a bad rap before it even came out. And then any of the early development and writing of those films has been shut down, apparently. Done. They're not even doing any more writing whatsoever. So, I really don't know what to tell you. The bad performance of Solo is probably what caused all of this, if the rumor is true. Now, at the same time, the new Star Wars live-action series that is being developed by Jon Favreau is still on schedule and is apparently not linked to the projects that are being shut down right now. So we still get the live action show coming to, I don't know, ABC, Disney XD? I don't know. I haven't heard. But Boba Fett, Obi-Wan, not going to happen anytime soon. So once again, we're going to go into that gap where you have, okay, we just had Star Wars Episode 8. And then we have a certain amount of time before Episode 9 happens. Then after 9 happens, how long do we have to wait until 10? Hard to say. I don't know. I would feel a lot better if Lucasfilm and Disney would come out and say, yeah, this is what we want to focus on. We want to focus on closing out this trilogy right here the proper way, bringing you the movie that you're asking for. That's what I would prefer to hear. Having Disney and Lucasfilm not say anything kind of makes me go, I don't know. I don't know. Did Solo even make the money back that Disney and Lucasfilm spent to make the movie in the first place? I'm not sure. But I heard that they might have been on track to make back their money. I'm not really sure. So, for you Star Wars fans, especially with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge coming and no spinoff movies, it's a spinoff type of park area. I don't know. That hard to say. Those are your headlines and your rumors here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Oh, man, that's good. Yeah, man. You think calypso music is hot? You wait till you taste the pepper on this one.
Iko brings us to the end of our show. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Now, if you need to get in contact with me, send me an email. Send it to dw60@srsounds.com. You can contact me on Twitter at dw_60. You can send a message to the DW60 Press Row Facebook page, or you can contact me in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. You want to hear DW60 in its entirety? Listen every single Friday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, with a replay at 7 p.m. Eastern over at srsounds.com. This is Jeff Davis, DW60's Press Row Podcast. Have a magical day.
No, my pop-wise and your pop-wise.
Are you looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. It'll also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
DisneyLiveCams.com is the place that brings magic into your home via live video and web cameras. The staff at Disney Live Cams scours the internet for only the best live Disney feeds. Watch from the comfort of your home or workplace. Be sure to check out the Downtown Disney Cam every night for a wonderful view of Epcot's Reflections of Earth. Feel free to enjoy the Disney Live Cams featured articles. Join the fun with our discussion boxes. And best of all, it's free. Visit DisneyLiveCams.com. Tell your friends and share the magic. DisneyLiveCams.com. A proud sponsor of Sorcerer Radio.
Sorcerer Radio is celebrating its 17th year of playing all of your favorite Disney music, and we'd like to thank the listeners for sticking with us. To celebrate, we are giving away free Sorcerer Radio stickers to all of our listeners. To receive your sticker, just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to Sorcerer Radio, P.O. Box 207, Prairieville, Louisiana, 70769. Thanks again. And here's to many more years of radio magic. Offer valid for U.S. residents.
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.